On Cornell University Week, in Africa, a different kind of protest is happening in public. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Naminata Diabate, associate professor of comparative literature, explores how women are using their bodies to send a message.
During the latest Black Lives Matter demonstrations, images of protesters marching in the streets, signs held high, filled our screens. But in other parts of the world, another kind of protest has led to change, defiant disrobing. My research demonstrated that across Africa, mature women have mobilized the power of their nakedness in political protest to shame and punish male adversaries. This genital cursing tactic works for a surprising reason. Women are the center of society's survival, and spirits believed to be residing in their bodies can be unleashed to cause misfortune in the targets, including impotence and death. The first genital cursing occurred in medieval Africa. From the 1920s to 60s, women participated in decolonizing efforts by stripping naked to punish colonizers and their African allies. Yet, the last three decades have seen more instances of naked agency, as I call it, than any other period in African political history. Thousands of women of all ages have flashed their nakedness to resist power abuses, land mismanagement, and more. Women also use other strategies of political participation, including boycotts, marches, and voting. However, genital cursing persists because so does the indigenous belief in forces residing in bodies. Given the social-political efficacy of naked agency, it is a method of last resort that makes most men listen where other mechanisms of resistance have failed. In our current world, the most oppressed have the most to teach us about creative resistance, if we are willing to learn from them.
That was Naminata Diabate of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.